In some sectors of the economy, if we're going to decarbonise in the timeframes we're talking about, hydrogen seems to be almost the only technical solution that we can identify. So for those sectors, hydrogen will be very important. There are other areas where people have talked about hydrogen as having a role, where I think that there are other alternatives which are more likely to be much, much cheaper and easier to do. So I think it's a bit of a mixed bag in a sense, but I certainly think that there are potentially some really interesting challenges that could be addressed with hydrogen. And the two obvious ones would be some major industries where decarbonising otherwise is very difficult. And the other one is whether or not we can take advantage of Australia's comparative advantage in renewable energy and use green hydrogen as a source of greater economic activity to replace fossil fuels.
So currently the government's investing more in, what you'd call blue hydrogen. How hard would it be to transition our current investment into blue hydrogen, to green hydrogen?
We've so far done very little investment in blue hydrogen. The idea, of course, is that you make the hydrogen from natural gas, and the reason you do that in the short term because it's a lot cheaper than making it from renewable energy. Partly because the technologies to make it from renewable energy, in particular the electrolyzers which convert water to hydrogen and oxygen, are still very expensive. Now, just about everybody in the industry is very confident that those costs will come down significantly, but there's some way to go. So in the meantime, a much more cost-effective way is to produce the blue hydrogen. Now, you have to be a little bit careful here because if you produce the hydrogen from natural gas, which is the way hydrogen is produced today inside the factories that make explosives and fertilizers in Australia and other places and petrochemicals, hydrogen is used in a manufacturing process, but it never gets out. It's basically natural gas is made into hydrogen, and the hydrogen is then made into something else, so you never see it. Now, if you manufacture the hydrogen from natural gas, then you produce hydrogen, certainly, but the carbon content of the natural gas or the methane ends up usually as CO2 and the greenhouse gas go with that. So if you then do something with that carbon dioxide, that is sequester it, bury it deep underground, that produces, you've then got what's called blue hydrogen, blue hydrogen, because even though it's very, very low emissions, possibly close to zero, it's not produced from green sources such as, wind or solar. So that's where the definition is. Now, as far as I'm aware, we've not yet got to the point of doing both steps, that is producing hydrogen from natural gas in a independent production process and then sequestering that CO2 to make it into what's called blue hydrogen. Because if you simply do the alternative, which is to vent the CO2 to the atmosphere, obviously that's not helping the greenhouse gas emissions at all. In fact, it's adding to them, if anything.
So just in terms of the budget, the government announced these like clean hydrogen exports. How effective do you think they will be?
Look, I think potentially the opportunity for Australia from exports based on hydrogen is quite dramatic. And there are several reasons why this is interesting. And we wrote a major report about this about just over a year ago now. And the reason is why it's important and interesting is twofold. On the one hand, if the world does seriously do what it's proposing to do and moves away from fossil fuels, and many countries in the world who buy our coal and gas today have made commitments to reduce their own emissions by 2050. Some of them net zero by 2050. Some China, for example, net zero by 2060. So obviously that would mean a very large source of export revenue for Australia will gradually disappear. Now, I'm not having an emotional discussion around that. It's basically a technical political debate. So the first thing is that what do we do about that in terms of replacing those exports? The second thing is that those industries employ a lot of people in certain parts of the country in what we call carbon-intensive jobs, coal mining and so forth. And it'll be, from a political perspective, replacing those jobs, particularly in places like Central Queensland and the Hunter and Illawarra region of New South Wales, would be very important. And thirdly, is to think about, we've got huge amounts of space in Australia. We've got a very valuable or potentially valuable resource in our wind and solar energy. We could do what we've always done with coal and gas. We could just export the energy. And that's what the project that Mike Cannon-Brookes is involved with is looking to do. They want to build a power cable to Singapore and export electricity.